Grammar Girl here. Today, I'm going to address whether we should pronounce the year 2010 or 2010. I've been deluged with questions about how to pronounce the name of the year. The two main contenders are 2010 and 2010. Before the turn of the century, most people pronounced the years by chunking the first two numbers together and the last two numbers together. So we had 1950, 1985, and so on. After the turn of the century, we started commonly pronouncing years the long way, 2001, 2002, and so on. Now it seems that some people feel more comfortable continuing the trend, going from 2009 to 2010, while the majority of people, according to polls I've seen, are eager to return to the old convention, happily moving on from 2009 to the snappier-sounding 2010. I was able to come up with more examples of popular usage that follow the 2010 model. We have Prince telling us to party like it's 1999 and Bad Religion imagining a world with 10 billion people in their song 10 in 2010. The Norman Invasion, an important historic and linguistic event taking place in 1066, and Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492. The Vancouver Olympics is being officially called the 2010 Olympics, and the London Olympics in 2 years is being officially called the 2012 Olympics. Tchaikovsky's famous composition is the 1812 Overture. And Orwell's famous book is pronounced 1984. But we aren't without examples of popular usage following the 2010 form. Trailers for the recent apocalyptic movie pronounce the title 2012. Stanley Kubrick and Arthur C. Clarke's famous film follows the convention we've used for the last few years, being called 2001: A Space Odyssey. But Clarke's sequel continues the pattern, being called 2010: The Year We Make Contact. And the song Patty Works on the Railroad sings about the years 1841 through 1849. But I found fewer examples of this format, and the song is a much more obscure reference. In fact, hat tip to David Crosby for mentioning the railroad song in a comment on David Crystal's blog. One question that ran through my mind is whether the year is a number that represents an actual amount or merely a symbol, more like a telephone number. The numbering system we used for years, our calendar, was introduced by Pope Gregory XIII in 1582, which is why it's called the Gregorian calendar. Year 1 was supposed to correspond to the birth of Jesus, using a convention called the Anno Domini system. Anno Domini is Latin for in the year of our Lord. The AD in dates is an abbreviation for Anno Domini, so 1582 AD means 1582 in the year of our Lord. Over time, the calendar system decreed by the Pope was adopted as the civil calendar around the world. So one could argue that the year really is an amount, 2010 years since the date people in the early church pinned as the year Jesus was born. Yet, despite the religious origins, the calendar really has become such a secular thing that you could question whether it actually represents an amount any longer. The calendar is used throughout the world by Christians and non-Christians alike. Also, we don't treat years the way we treat other big numbers. For example, if you were to write the number 2010 as an amount, it would be proper to put a comma after the two, but nobody would ever put a comma in 2010 when it's a year. The reason this matters is that we tend to be more flexible with the pronunciation of numbers that don't represent amounts. For example, it seems more acceptable to call 0 when it isn't a, quote, real number. When I was growing up in Seattle, our area code was routinely called 206. A freeway in Los Angeles is called the 405. And most of us would call an apartment with a 1, 0, and 2 on the door 102. When people were debating what to call 2008, I did research and found a number of credible sources that said it was fine to call it 2008. So it seems as if the year is more of a symbol than an actual amount. Another way to approach the question is to consider how it's done in other languages. I'm not an expert in foreign languages, but my husband took Spanish and informed me that years were always pronounced the long way, according to his instructor, 1985 instead of 1985, for example. I went searching for confirmation and found an online comment on the language log website that said the same thing. Finally, it seems we should take human behavior and preferences into account. And let's face it, we like to make things shorter. Remember Y2K for the year 2000? 2010 has 3 syllables, whereas 2010 has 4, so that gives 2010 an advantage. David Crystal, the blogger I mentioned before, who is also the author of Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language, believes more people will make the pronunciation switch in 2011. On his blog, he says, quote, "The rhythm is an important factor. The more that expressions conform to an iambic pattern, the more people like it." The unstressed syllable sequence of sand and L in 2011 won't be liked, and this will get worse when the teen words arrive, end quote. And we'll have all that advertising from the 2010 Olympics that's going to beat us over the head with the 2010 pronunciation. After quite a bit of reading and reflection, my conclusion is that either pronunciation is correct. I'm going to call it 2010, and the Associated Press has made the same decision. But as with so many decisions we make when writing, this pronunciation question is a style choice. Finally, I ran across a few other options people are promoting that are just plain wrong, such as 2010 and 210, which made me think of a joke patent I have that goes something like this. You say tomato, I say tomato. The people who say tomater, they're the weird ones. What do you think? There's a poll on the Grammar Girl website at quickanddirtytips.com, so you can show people what you'll be calling this year. And while you're there, please leave a comment on this article if you have something to add or know how people say years in other languages. Is it true that people who speak Spanish never pronounce years with the equivalent of 1985? How about in German, French, Korean, and other languages? And finally, another question remains, one that I can't answer for you. Just as it wasn't clear what to call the last decade, the O's, the aughts, the noughts, it's not clear what to call this decade. Is it the teens, the tens, something else? Weigh in on that question, too. If you have an iPhone or iPod Touch, you can get even more great Grammar Girl audio content in our iPhone app. For a one-time fee of $1.99, you get exclusive weekly bonus tracks. If you go listen right now, the bonus track is about the surprising origin of the word okay. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of The Grammar Devotional. Thanks for listening.